This is Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number is 1-855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can join us on the phones, 855-453. We were talking about the Postal Service in the last hour and how they were originally going to close down hundreds of locations, hundreds of distribution centers, and thousands, like 3,700 local postal centers, postal offices, you know, maybe like in a small town or something like that, or maybe just closing down half of them in any given city. This was a pretty big plan that they had, and it's been put on hold for another 5 months, so they'll continue to hemorrhage cash for that period of time while Congress attempts to figure out how to save this poor, pathetic, struggling, dying animal from extinction, which seems like, despite the fact that they have a monopoly, essentially, on mail delivery as far as first-class mail is concerned, despite that, they still can't make it work. They still can't pull it off to keep this business so-called afloat. And they are trying some desperate measures, I guess, in the meantime, according to CBS in New York. They're now delivering mail after dark. Apparently, this is a way to cut down on debt. Now, I'm not sure how.
Well, as you said earlier, the main cost a lot of businesses face is labor costs. So if they're extending their hours of delivery into the dark, I think they're just going to incur more costs.
I don't know if that means that they're only delivering in the dark. It says here that, yeah, okay, their routes are growing longer. The last few years, Postal Service has consolidated 500 routes in the tri-state area. And so maybe this is a New York thing, or maybe it's a nationwide. I'm not sure. The post office forces have seen their already long routes grow even longer, forcing them to work into the night under what some say are dangerous conditions. One postal worker said that it's crazy. You can't see the mail. It's pitch black. You can't see the mail from the streetlights. You can't see where you're walking. You could hurt yourself. Trip like that, one said. And that's true. If they start getting more injuries of their agents, then was it really worth, you know, whatever the health care costs will come out of having to cover the...
Well, these longer routes, I would assume, entail overtime or paying people even more money to work the later hours, like they do in most businesses or most. I don't know if this is a business anymore, but
it's something.
Yeah, I think it's just there. It's difficult to understand how they plan on actually solving this problem when, if they can't get the job done now, okay, if they can't make money as it is right now, without charging exorbitant fees for each piece of mail, I can't see how this business is going to improve to be profitable.
Well, they are planning on raising the fees, of course, but it's only going up from 44 cents to 45 in the new year, apparently. So you can always count on new rate increases. But like you said, they would have to dramatically increase it. They probably would have to increase it to a buck a package or a buck a piece. And then at that point, then they're no longer subject to the regulatory protections. Of course, Congress will probably raise that limit.
Sure.
Because right now it's $1 is the maximum. That, like, if you're charging less than $1 for mail delivery, you are breaking the law. And that's why the Postal Service is the only one who can do mail delivery for under $1. So it's very strange. Like, I still don't really quite understand how this cuts costs for them. Another agent says they're hard times. They say that the morale is, this person started working in 1985. He says the morale is the lowest I've ever seen it. So these guys are not having a good time at their jobs.
No.
They're being asked probably to do more than they've ever had to do in the past, take on perhaps more responsibilities, longer routes, etc. They're being asked now to take more dangerous routes as a result of it being dark out. One person says you don't want to be at the wrong spot at the wrong time and ring the wrong doorbell because he feels like it's dangerous in some of those neighborhoods out there at nighttime.
Well, certainly, and individuals aren't used to getting mail delivered to their house at
night.
No.
Yeah.
So when you hear someone coming up to your house at night,
you're extra cautious.
Yeah, you're going to want to investigate or see what's going on.
So that's one of the things they're trying to do here in the meantime to somehow stop their hemorrhaging of cash, but it's not going to work. I mean, they're also saying it's temporary. because of the holiday rush. This is their spokes bureaucrat saying that this is not here to stay. But some of their employees believe that it is here to stay, holiday or not. Says there are long hours and we just have to do it. There's work to be done and we just have to do it. 855-450-FREE, that is the toll-free number. By the way, this I didn't know. Union officials contend the proposed cuts will only further weaken the Postal Service. Under the federal law, USPS cannot declare bankruptcy.
Ha-ha! Gotcha!
So let's go to William, listening in Dallas. You can bring up whatever you want. William, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Hello, William in Dallas. William in Dallas, going once. William in Dallas, going twice. Okay, he's gone. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. And by the way, we're live. It is the Christmas week, the week leading up to Christmas. Free Talk Live is here every single night, as we are, always are, 7 nights a week, live from 7 to 10 Eastern. And you are certainly welcome to join us here on the air about whatever might happen to be on your mind. We'll be live Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve.
What about Festivus?
And Festivus, which is tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So 855-450-FREE is the phone number here. In other news, JJ, you've got a story about the police.
That's right. I've got this story from CourthouseNews.com out of Clarksburg, West Virginia. A man plowing snow for a church pastor claims a police chief violently and falsely arrested him, and that he... And that when he asked the chief to take it easy because he was disabled, the chief said, "Disabled my butt and need him in the back," dislocating four spinal probes.
Oh, my God.
Floyd Teeter Jr. Sued the town of Terra Alta and its police chief, Justin Burke Childers, in federal court. Teeter says the governor declared a state of emergency after a February blizzard this year. Teeter borrowed a French tractor to help clear roads, French driveways, and fire hydrants when a church pastor asked him to help out, fearing someone would be injured trying to drive through the snow-covered intersection. Teeter says the State Department of Highways workers gave him a thumbs up for his work. Then Chief Childers appeared and complained about Teeter's snowplowing. Teeter says he parked the tractor in the church parking lot, and Childers jumped out of his police cruiser and then arrested and handcuffed him. Teeter, who has undergone spinal surgery.
So everybody else thought he did a good job, is what you're
saying. Yes, exactly. The pastor asked him to help out.
Right.
He's been helping clearing French driveways. He's been clearing intersections. The Department of Highways give him a thumbs up for his work. And then the police chief apparently had a problem with this situation.
Jeez.
Teeter, who has undergone spinal surgery and had 16 probes implanted near his spinal cord, says he told Childers he was disabled from spinal surgery and asked him not to cuff him behind his back.
Mm.
In response, defendant Childers threw Mr. Teeter into the snow on his face, pushed his knee between Mr. Teeter's shoulder blades in the exact spot where Mr. Teeter had 16 probes implanted near his spinal cord, and handcuffed him, according to the complaint.
That's just got to be absolutely... I can't even imagine... How excruciating that is. I can't imagine it.
The fear in your mind that this is on my spinal cord, which if damaged, could leave me paralyzed.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of the most critical places of your body, and this police chief just doesn't care. Just doesn't care.
Mr. Teeter told defendant Childers he was hurting him and asked him to call an ambulance because he feared the defendant had moved the probes in his spinal cord and would be injured. In response, defendant Childers rolled Mr. Teeter onto his back, yelled, "Disabled my butt," and pushed his foot into Teeter's chest. Teeter was hospitalized and then taken to a jail and booked on charges of obstructing an officer and putting materials on a highway. He was then sent to another jail where he was strip searched, sprayed by a garden sprayer with the delousing chemicals over his entire body, and put into a jail cell, the complaint states. Mr. Teeter was released from jail on February 20th, 2010, after posing a $500 bail. When he arrived back home, Mr. Teeter learned that defendant Childers had impounded the tractor despite the fact that Mr. Teeter left it parked in a church parking lot. And
in a private parking lot. Of the guy who'd asked him to clear the intersection.
And his son had told Childers that he would move the tractor from the lot.
Incredible.
The story goes on.
I want to hear more. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So he's suing this police officer. Will he have any success? I wish I could be more optimistic. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts. attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Lots to do. The webcam is included. You can go and watch and listen. You don't have to pay any kind of membership fee or anything like that. It's just right there over at cam.freetalklive.com. And built into the same page is our chat room. So go interact with the listeners, watch the show. If you'd like, cam.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. Again, cam.freetalklive.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. They offer delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness. But it's not just dinner meals. They've also got breakfast as well. So there's a whole variety of different sorts of meals that they have available for you and your family to help you through some sort of event that might unexpectedly occur. You never know when somebody's going to become unemployed or food will go, you know, hard to find during perhaps a natural disaster. It's good to have something that you can count on that's going to be there in your basement or in your pantry or wherever you will store your food away.
It's a wise investment.
Indeed. That's the name, wisefoodstorage.com. Call them up at 855-FOODWISE today and get a free entree sample. Try it for yourself. See what you think. You'll find that these are amazing products. In 25 years, these things will last on the shelf, and they really taste good. So call them up, 855-FOODWISE. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. When you're ready to order, use FTL as your discount code, and that'll get you 10% off of your order as well as free shipping. So again, 855-FOODWISE or wisefoodstorage.com. Discount code is FTL. This psychotic cop we're talking about here, but in what town was it? Do you recall what town this was, JJ? Where
the story is based out of Clarksburg, West Virginia, but the town is called Terra Alta. And so basically what happened is Mr. Teeter is acting as a kind, helpful person, helping during the blizzard. He went around shoveling out friends' driveways, clearing intersections, and then
this is a guy who had spinal surgery.
That's right. So this gentleman had spinal surgery, and it's 16 probes placed into his spinal column near his spinal cord.
And he's still willing to go and help move snow around.
That's right.
And assist people in his community.
And at the time, he was helping a pastor. A pastor had basically asked him to help clear an intersection that seemed dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And so he took his time to help clear this intersection, even though it's obviously the city's responsibility.
Right.
And then the chief of police basically took issue with what he had done, even after the Department of Highway Workers gave him a thumbs up for his work.
Took him down to the ground, put his knee in his back right over where his surgery happened.
Yes.
Causing excruciating pain.
And then he flipped him over and then put his knee in his chest.
God.
While he was handcuffed.
Ends up impounding the tractor, which was parked in the private church parking
lot.
That's
right.
And now this guy's being sued. This police chief is being sued.
Yeah, Mr. Childers, police chief, is being sued.
What else do we need to know?
Mr. Teeter had to pay $150 in towing and storage fees in order to retrieve his tractor that was parked on private property. Wow, P's aren't good for me today.
Sorry.
Mr. Teeter had to hire an attorney to defend himself at four court hearings against charges that were ultimately dismissed by prosecutors due to insufficient evidence.
Wow, and what did that cost? Hiring an attorney for four court hearings,
exactly.
Probably several $1,000s.
When Mr. Teeter was able to see his own physician, he had learned that four of his 16 spinal probes needed to be adjusted because they had shifted dangerously close to his spinal cord as a result of his arrest. Mr.
Wow.
Teeter's leg and neck have also been in pain since his arrest, as one of his spinal vertebrae continues to move out of place.
Oh, man.
Teeter seeks punitive damages for false arrest, excessive force, malicious prosecution, and civil rights violations. And he's being represented by some lawyer out of Pittsburgh.
Wow.
So this is...
I wish him the best. I really hope
even
it works
out. When you're in a case helping out individuals, giving of yourself, even in a condition that might not be right for moving snow. You know, you've had spinal surgery. Maybe you shouldn't be moving snow.
You're right.
So he's out there doing the good deeds that so many of these religious books that the state likes to put on their money, and God We Trust and whatnot, the religious books and all these the fine, you know, kind deeds, and he gets basically beat up for it. And the police chief decides, you know what?
Sick.
I have power, and I'm going to use it.
And I wish I could be more optimistic, but it's my prediction that this man will not face any consequences for it. This police chief, if this guy gets a payout, it's not going to come from the police chief. It's going to come from the taxpayers.
Yep.
As though they were responsible for his actions. Let's continue here and talk to William. I think we're going to try William one more time, listening in Dallas. Are you there this time, William?
Yes, sir.
And what's on your mind tonight?
That's a horrible story, and I wish I could say I was surprised.
Yeah, I know, man.
But Okay. But anyway, I was going to complain about the taxes here in Texas.
Okay.
In my life, I've probably bought, probably 15 to 20 used cars. I'm only 35, but whatever. But one of the things that we used to be able to do here in Texas was a lot of times you get a car that's, you know, worth $5,000 or whatever, and you buy it for, say, $4,500, and you put on your taxes that you only paid $3,000 for it,
mm-hmm.
or $2,500 or whatever.
Sure.
You know, and I've done it. So anyway, they,
who hasn't done that? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to save on taxes. I mean,
right.
Tax on a $5,000 car costs a lot more than tax on a $3,000 car, a $2,500 car.
Yeah, and generally, if you don't go too low on the number, they won't really investigate it, and they won't call you out on it.
When I was in Wisconsin, I know of myself and other people who had bought vehicles from family members or from a friend, and we just put down $1 as the cost. They never said anything. It was kind of commonplace, actually.
Interesting. So what's going on there now, William?
Well, in fact, you used to even could do like a gift thing. It was like a $10 fee. But now they want you to, if you call it a gift, they want you to provide documentation that it was a family member and all this crap and everything. But I'll give you a couple of examples. What they do, though, like a few months ago, I bought a 1990 Cadillac. It's the mint condition Cadillac, but it needed some work as far as engine.
Okay.
And I bought it from an old coworker of mine. I gave $500 for it. And for whatever reason, and it wasn't even running. I had to spend, you know, $2,500 fixing it. But anyway, the course or whoever determined that, yeah, that car is really worth more like, you know, $1,500 or $1,700 or whatever it was. And that's the taxes I paid on. And there are ways to get out of it. Like, you can hire a state.
So wait a minute. The state decided what your car was worth?
Yeah, they do something like a black book. I don't know what that necessarily means. There's a Kelley Blue Book.
So even though they have no idea what the actual condition of the car is, they just arbitrarily say, oh, well, the Blue Book says it's worth this, so this is what you're going to pay taxes on?
Right. And like, you know, a while back I sold a wrecked car to somebody, and I bet you he ran into all kinds of hell because the car, it was drivable and everything, but it was like the car was a good condition car like that was probably worth $7,500.
Mm-hmm.
But it had easily $4,000 or $5,000 worth of damage to it. And
but he's having to pay the full $7,500 tax rate, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And when did they make this change?
Oh, I guess 4 or 5 years ago. But I also want to point out one other
thing. They're just desperate for cash. Hang on, we can bring you back on that one more thing in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airways. There's never enough for the government. They're always looking for more. It's Free Talk Live.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844
That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about what you want. Dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we will share with you there. Unlike those other talk show hosts that would like to charge you for their sites, you get ours free at freetalklive.com. And it's thanks to great folks like Jason Osborne. He's the guy that's behind SACL CAI, and we've talked about SACL CAI quite a bit. They are the sponsor of our phone lines here. The toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI, and they have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. SACL is really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. We've got William on listening in Dallas. William, you called about some changes to the Texas auto taxes, where now instead of being able to self-report what your car was valued at, the amount at which you purchased it, because that's the true market value. Whenever buyer and seller come together and agree on a price, that's the market value of whatever that object is. And now Texas is saying, and I guess for the last few years they've been doing this, now they're saying, well, it doesn't really matter what the condition of the car is. We're just going to go ahead and... Hello?
Hey.
Everything all right there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was talking about the stepdaughter. Yeah, and you summed it up really well. And one of the things about that...
Well, what they're doing is they're telling... I didn't quite finish it because you were talking with somebody, but what they're doing is they're just charging a flat rate based on how old the car is. It doesn't matter what the actual condition of the car is. Somebody who's got a crap can version of the same car is going to be paying the same amount in taxes, and that doesn't seem right, but it's the government. They're going to do whatever they want. So what else did you want to share?
Well, yeah, long story short, basically, no matter what you pay for the car, you're going to be taxed on whatever they decided that you should have paid or whatever. But the other thing I was going to say, if you think about it for a minute, when you buy a brand-new vehicle, let's say you buy a $25,000 car brand-new, and you pay the taxes on it at that time, and then let's say down the road it ends up with five different owners. Well, that's what really angers me. You know, that car is going to get taxed five times or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sick. It's just sick. That's all.
Yep, I'm with
well,
you, man.
That's how the government typically works, is they'll tax things as many times as possible. Normally, it's you get taxed for the item when you buy it. You're taxed by the shipping truck that pays the gas tax to ship it. There's taxes all over the place in order just to get you items to your respective retail location.
William, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We're going to allow you to take control of the airwaves. That's the point of this program. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And since you brought up the cops, I've got another police-related story here in a moment. It's about the war on drugs. In this case, it's the good guy cops. We'll talk to more about that here in a moment. But apparently we actually have Google on the line. Google has apparently become self-aware enough to call into
wow.
Free Talk Live tonight, and so this should be interesting. Google calling from undisclosed, I presume everywhere, because Google is everywhere,
Ian.
Yet it's nowhere. Hello?
Yeah, Ian, probably don't have too long, but you can probably listen to the last commercial break and see. I've been getting served two internets. Your commercials are being scrambled, so... I gotta stop listening.
Google, right, are you all right? You're confusing me. Is this your first time communicating to the human world in voice form? Hello?
No, I talked to you the other night. Anyway,
you did. You went to Google
all the time, and then
what?
For commercials, sometimes they put different content on with
Who?
Phone numbers and websites. I can't connect to a secured website, SSL, with the HTTPS. It's almost like a rolling blackout anywhere I go. I've tried going 3-4 different places. I mean, it's intense.
What are you talking? Where are you trying to go? I'm confused.
Well, do you guys have HTTPS for your live stream?
What you're asking about is kind of like a technical question for people that don't know HTTPS. Sometimes when you're looking at your web browser, you'll see that instead of just HTTP, and the S stands for secure. And the answer is, I don't think so. I don't think there is a secure version of our web streams. You're saying you're having trouble getting into the streaming at freetalklive.com?
No, I've got your streaming, but... The streaming from my telephone here is different from the streaming on the internet.
I don't know what to tell you. You can always contact the admins over there at Google, and maybe they can help you with that. Very strange call. Thank you for the call. 855-453. I mean, we can't do tech support on the air, right?
Basically, he's saying that the ads he's hearing
he's
over the phone is different.
It's nonsense.
Okay.
It's a bunch of nonsense.
Okay.
Like, he's just throwing out tech terms and... Like, making no sense whatsoever.
Okay.
In my opinion. I mean, I'm no programmer, but I know a thing or two about computers, and that made no sense to me whatsoever.
So, Google doesn't communicate well.
No, it was not a very good crank call. If that was intended to be a crank call, it was not a very good one.
Okay.
So, 855-450-FREE is the number here, and usually if there's some sort of technical difficulties with Free Talk Live, we'll hear about it from more than one person, but I appreciate anybody that calls to let me know about a technical difficulty. However, you don't need to do it on the air. Like, if it was a real tech difficulty, you could just contact us through the website or post on our Facebook page. That's probably the most effective way to give us a heads up, is to post to the Free Talk Live Facebook page if you're encountering some sort of issue, because then someone else who's also a Free Talk Live listener will see that and they'll say, oh, yeah, I'm experiencing that too. Or, well, that's working for me. So,
you could probably get troubleshooting help right there.
Absolutely,
basically.
From other listeners that probably actually know a lot more about tech and how things work. But it just doesn't make sense for somebody to call and try to get tech support over the airways. This isn't the Kim Commando computer show. And you laugh. There really is a lady called
really?
Kim Commando.
Wow.
Yeah. She actually does a pretty good show. But even she can only get so... technical on the air, right? You don't want people
right.
to tune out because
I mean,
don't
unless,
understand.
Okay, unless your demographic is those individuals who are interested in those hard technical jargon sort of speak, conversations, which are probably very few.
Exactly. So 855-450-FREE, you can call about anything, but generally it has to be something that we can discuss with you, something that we can talk about, some sort of an issue, maybe a question, whatever. 855-450-FREE. So According to Glenn Garvin over at the Miami Herald, one of their columnists, he writes about the police. He says, I owe Kyle Vaught an apology, a former military policeman. He's now a member of a group called Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And we're very familiar with LEAP on this program.
Certainly.
In fact, here locally in Keene, the guy that runs the jail is a Law Enforcement Against Prohibition member. He could be a worse jail warden.
Yeah, he could be definitely worse. I think, and that could be said about a lot of the police and people here in Keene.
Absolutely true. Now, it's a group of former cops, prosecutors, and judges that supports ending the war on drugs. Now, when Garvin says, when I interviewed Vaught for a column earlier this year, everything he said about the high cost and low results of the war on drugs made perfect sense. But he made one claim which, though I smiled politely, I didn't believe and didn't use in my column. His claim was that dozens and dozens of drug cops have contacted LEAP to express their support. He said they're afraid. Any policeman who says he thinks drugs should be legalized gets fired. In civil liberties conscious America, patrolled by the attack squadrons of ACLU lawyers, get real, buddy, I thought. The war on drugs does enough damage without piling on with paranoid delusions. But in the war on drugs, the line between paranoia and reality turns out to be a thin one indeed. Over the weekend, the New York Times carried a story on Brian Gonzalez, a young agent fired by the U.S. Border Patrol. Grounds for dismissal? We talked about this case on Free Talk Live. Gonzalez told another agent that legalizing marijuana would save lives both in the United States and Mexico.
Right, and this was a private conversation he had within his cruiser, you know, like you have with your coworkers.
Sure. And he mentioned Law Enforcement Against Prohibition in that conversation. And when the other agent reported, snitched on him, the conversation to his superiors, it triggered an internal affairs investigation that ended with an official letter dismissing Gonzalez for holding, quote, personal views that were contrary to core characteristics of Border Patrol agents, which are patriotism, dedication, and esprit de corps.
Comrade, you didn't toe the line.
That's right. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about the war on drugs and the enforcers of it here in a moment. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin. Yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. all their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. It's the week leading up to Christmas. We're here every single night, so stay tuned for more live programming throughout the weekend here at Free Talk Live. And if you don't get Free Talk Live every single night on your local talk radio station, there are ways to remedy that, and one of them is to contact your local talk station and show them some appreciation for programming that you do like. If they carry some Free Talk Live, tell them thanks, and then ask them really nicely to add some more or some Free Talk Live to their radio station.
You could do it.
You can, and it makes a difference because they appreciate hearing from positive comments from
us. Oh, and they also appreciate hearing from people that are local that actually listen to the radio station.
Absolutely right, and if you're not bitching at them, then they're much more likely to appreciate what you have to say. So go to your local phone book, or you can go to local fact. Wow, do people use phone books anymore? Go to your local Google, yeah, or whatever you use to find local information, and you can find your local station contact info that way. Or you can post over at the Free Talk Live BBS and get more information that way. There's a local area there to help folks kind of connect with local radio stations. You can go to localfact.freetalklive.com to learn how to do that. localfaq.freetalklive.com. And this is a perfect time of the year to be making phone calls like that, because a lot of program directors are considering their contracts. You know, a lot of contracts come up for renewal at the end of the year, and so this is a good time for them to be looking at other options for programming for 2012. So, local fact, localfaq.freetalklive.com. We're talking about law enforcement against prohibition. And it's an interesting piece from Glenn Garvin over at the Miami Herald, who admits that while talking to a former military police officer about law enforcement against prohibition, he believed a lot of what this former cop said. But the thing he didn't believe was that the police, who are actual drug enforcers, believe the war on drugs should end. And he couldn't believe that.
Well, my sister was a police. She was a part of the security police, or the military police for the Air Force. And after 9/11, she was activated. So she was active duty. She was National Guard prior to that, but then they activated her. She was still in the National Guard component, but active duty. And so, as far as I know from talking with her, that is the security police didn't take that job of like drug enforcement very seriously at all.
They were probably using drugs, some of them.
Most of them they couldn't, because they were drug tested so often. But she told me that many of them wish they could. Many of them wish they could, and when they went home and some of their time off, they wish they could do a little bit of pot. Or
because plenty of their, I would imagine, cohorts were in the military.
Exactly.
And you're saying they were looking the other way because of that.
Right. Well, it just wasn't sort of like, you know, it wasn't a pressing issue. For them, it was like security of the base and whatnot. That was the main issue. But as far as the drug stuff was concerned, they oftentimes looked the other way or, you know, just didn't care.
Good on them. I mean, I like hearing about those stories where police officers quietly are doing the right thing. I just wish they were more than quiet about it, but I don't blame them because they get afraid, because they hear stories like this gentleman who was in the Border Patrol, Brian Gonzalez, who simply made comments privately to another one of his agents about how he supported legalizing marijuana, and the other agent snitched him out. They fired him. And they said that the reason why they fired him was because he held personal views that were contrary to the core characteristics of Border Patrol agents, which are patriotism, dedication, and esprit de corps. And according to Glenn Garvin at MiamiHerald.com, he says, for starters, that sentence is a flat-out lie. The Border Patrol's core values, according to its own website, are serving the American public with vigilance, integrity, and professionalism. There's not a single word about patriotism, dedication, or esprit de corps. But what if there was? Since when is it unpatriotic to advocate a change in the U.S. criminal code?
When it goes against the current party line of the two-party system.
Right, the state line.
State line, exactly.
When it threatens the existing status quo. Apparently, if Gonzalez had told his fellow Border Patrol agent he thought prison terms for drug smugglers should be doubled, would that have been unpatriotic as well? Or is it only patriotic to envision more penalties? Would that be patriotic to say he wants prison terms doubled? Because, well, America's known for putting as many people in prison as possible, and so putting them in longer is an even more patriotic thing to do?
Well, of course. This is America. We want to imprison people the best in the world.
Gonzalez did not light up a joint or bring a pan of Alice B. Toklas brownie or Tokius brownies to work. He did not let a drug smuggler go. He didn't even sell guns to the Sinaloa cartel. All he did was express an opinion. But as Kyle Vaught, former police officer, tried to tell me, having the wrong opinion about the war on drugs is enough to get you fired from a law enforcement job these days. Last month, former Arizona probation officer Joe Miller filed suit to get his job back after being fired for signing a letter in support of a ballot initiative in another state to legalize personal use of marijuana. We heard about that one. Jonathan Wender, a sergeant in the Mount Lake Terrace, Washington Police Department, was fired for supporting the decriminalization of marijuana. He won a court case that got him an $815,000 settlement plus his job back, but decided to quit anyway. Sounds awfully familiar. We know one officer up here, Brad Jardis, who was a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition while still a police officer, and they attempted to fire him for that. He ended up rescuing his job with a huge outpouring of public support behind him, but like this Jonathan Wender, Brad Jardis decided he no longer wished to work for these people.
Right. It's probably a very uncomfortable working situation when your coworkers are just zealots about the law and the party line, and they can't stand being around you because, well, you spoke, you're a heretic, you're a blasphemer, you're speaking out against the prophet or whatever they want to equate the state to.
Well, just think, I mean, if somebody within the ranks begins speaking out against what the rank and file are doing, it could cause derision, it could cause, division, I guess, in between the police officers.
Yeah, damaging the chain of obedience.
And that can really be a problematic thing. Canada, which hosted so many American draft dodgers trying to stay out of the war in Vietnam, is apparently taking a less tolerant view of dissent from its own war on drugs. When city officials in Victoria, British Columbia, invited local cop David Bratzer to give a speech outlining his support for legalization, Bratzer's chief canceled the speech and then warned him to not criticize drug laws while within the city limits.
Wow.
Clearly, the war on drugs has escalated to a war on talking about the war on drugs. And why shouldn't it? They don't want people to talk about these ideas, because the more people talk about the future, the more you speak what you want to see happen, the more likely it is to happen.
Well, not only that, but I think the more conversation you have about some of these topics, the more open-minded people will become. If you want people to remain closed-minded and ignorant, don't talk about things. Don't even bring it up. Don't even just imagine it doesn't exist as like the elephant in the room that you pretend not to see.
That's what this is about.
A conversation facilitates comfort. It facilitates open-mindedness, and it also facilitates resolution.
Right, and breaking down myths as
exactly.
Well, and lies that we've been told. And I'm glad to see this columnist here. You know, he's basically spending the whole column apologizing. He's admitting he was wrong, and he says that, I'm sorry I doubted Vaught. As the old joke goes, even paranoids have real enemies, though no one's laughing at this one.
Well, I think the big part going on here is the state, especially the law enforcement, and I say this on the show several times, they deal in fear, okay? They peddle fear as their one of their weapons. Of course, right. Another weapon is violence. So it's fear of violence or violence. And when you are so closely related to such a subject as fear and violence, you are naturally very inclined to be intimidated by that same fear and same fear of violence. So I think a lot of the individuals working in law enforcement are their own worst enemy in some respect, as far as their mindset is just used to dealing in such negative energies and such negative thoughts as fear and violence, that they are very susceptible to becoming overwhelmed by that same thought. And that's a theory I've been working on, as far as just the
fear
idea.
Fear is very overwhelming.
Exactly.
You, you can be absorbed by it.
Yep.
Let's talk to Creighton, listening in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and JJ. Hey, Creighton.
How are you today?
What's on your mind tonight?
Good, sir.
Well, I got a question for you guys about health care. Okay. But before I ask that question, I was wondering, how do I get a phone book on my Kindle? I can't find that one.
Can you go to websites on the Kindle?
I was joking.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know if you could. I've never used a Kindle.
Yeah, neither have I.
I know that they have Kindles that are that do have web, like the new Fire one. I think probably has web, but the original black and white one. Do you get web on that?
I do not. I don't think you do.
I see. So you don't actually have a Kindle. Okay, so you have a Kindle and you've never gone on the web with it.
I've never tried to do that. I don't believe you can.
Understood.
My question is a practical question, and it's been nagging at me for a little while. About concerning you guys, specifically up in Keene, about health care, not actual health care, not health coverage. How do you guys actually manage it in an activist group, which or a majority of you appear to be self-employed or otherwise not associated with a corporation somehow?
Well, that's a fine question. Let's come back and talk about that here in a moment. How do people who are not incorporated, so to speak, working for some big company, handle their own personal health care situations? 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm not sure what it has to do with Keen, but it's Free Talk Live.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.